CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It comes to you as usual from G4NJH in Nottingham. You can find the text on the RSGB's own website. So, good morning, it's Sunday the 15th of December 2013. This is GB2RS News. Here are the main news headlines. GB2RS and RSGB Christmas schedule, Ofcom issues statement on amateur license progression, FunCube 1 whole orbit data now available. There will be no GB2RS news readings on the 29th of December or the 5th of January. Normal service will be resumed on Sunday the 12th of January. RSGB HQ will close from the Christmas and New Year holiday at noon on Tuesday the 24th of December and reopen at 8:30 on Thursday the 2nd of January. During the wide debate about the forthcoming amateur radio licence review to be carried out by Ofcom, several amateurs have been in touch with the RSGB to express concern that they will either be required to progress to become full licensees or to surrender their foundation and intermediate licence and give up the hobby. In response, Ofcom have provided the following statement, quote, "It is not Ofcom's intention to discourage people from the hobby, but we want to set up a framework that encourages those interested in pursuing the technical hobby to stretch their knowledge and operating skill. In our analysis, we will be consulting on any changes to the licensing arrangements, but we will be taking into account the accessibility and diverse interests provided by the hobby, and we won't be designing a regime that leaves or pushes people out," unquote. You can now download FunCube 1 AO73 whole data orbit as a CSV file from the data warehouse. The file is produced at 23:59 every day and contains data for the preceding 24 hours. It contains all the channels shown on the whole orbit data graph, which shows the latest orbit data captured. The whole orbit data page is https://warehouse.funcube.org.uk/wod.html. Signals from WG2XRS, one of the USA special transmitting licenses for the 75 kHz band, crossed the Atlantic in early December using the newly added OP65 mode. 17 Opera monitor stations spread across the USA and Western Europe listened for the transmissions, which started at 2200 UTC. The first transmission period produced substantial automated signal reports from stations on the east side of the USA. Only Wolf in Germany and JO52HP decoded the signal. He's well known to those who experiment on the low-frequency bands for providing reports on test transmissions. He decoded the 75K signal at 0225 UTC, a distance of 6,246 kilometres. Tests are continuing. A 60-metre beacon is transmitting PSK31 from South Africa on 5.250 MHz at 5-minute intervals. You should hear this beacon. Should you hear this beacon, please send a signal report to beacon@zs6kts.co.za and a copy to properesearch properesearch@sarl.org.za. Include your locator number with the report, operated by the Kempton Park Amateur Radio Technical Society. It's hoped to add CW and WSPR in the near future. Thousands of amateur radio operators around the world were able to say hi to NASA's Juno spacecraft in October as it went past Earth on its way to Jupiter. The Say Hi project was made possible by the fact that Juno passed within 350 miles of the Earth's surface on the 9th of October in a manoeuvre to gain momentum for its July 2006 encounter with Jupiter. Juno did not return the greeting or even directly decode the messages, but the Juno team evaluated the WAVES instrument data containing the messages when the spacecraft was still over 37,000 kilometres from the Earth. A European windstorm named Oskari has brought down the famed 336-foot-high Radio Arkala 160 and 80-metre tower and antenna at Finland's OH-8X station. The mammoth structure collapsed peacefully, not hitting any of the other six towers, not hurting people or damaging buildings. Inspectors are trying to evaluate the cause of the failure. Listen for OF9X on 20 metres from Radio Arcala over the holiday season. The special event call sign celebrating the RSGB centenary will be operated today and tomorrow by Greenisland Electronics ARS, operating from Carrickfergus on the 10 to 80 metre bands using CWSSB and data. On Monday and Tuesday, the call sign passes to Lagan Valley ARS in Lisburn, running 10 to 80 metres using CWSSB and RTTY. Wednesday sees the Marconi Radio Group operating from Ballycastle on all bands. Friday, Lagan Valley ARS are back in action, running 10 to 80 metres using CWSSB and RTTY. Finally, for this week, Saturday and Sunday scenes MI0MSR operating the call sign from Ballymoney using the 10, 15, 17 and 20 metre bands with PSK31 and RTTY. Details of how to get your QSL card are on the RSGB website under the operating drop-down menu, clicking on Centenary Station. Ofcom has published a statement confirming its plans to amend current regulations to allow the use of a wider range of transmission standards for 11-metre citizens band radio. In the UK, this will include AM, DSB and SSB, which will bring the UK into line with other European countries. Implementation is expected around the middle of 2014. Details of upcoming rallies. We haven't any details of rallies taking place. During the rest of December, the next event in the diary is Bath Buildathon on the 4th of January. Booking is essential and the project is the 20-metre PSK Centenary receiver. Intermediate practical assessments will also be available on the day. Contact Steve Hartley, G0FUW at G0FUW at tiscali.co.uk. And if you have any rally or event information for future editions of News and Radcom, please email them to gb2rs at rsgb.org.uk. News now for special event station. ZS9MADIBA is a special event station to celebrate Nelson Mandela's legacy. It will be operating around South Africa. QSLing is via the Bureau or by sending your QSL to SARL, PO Box 1721, Sturubensvalley, 1735, South Africa. You can also use Logbook of the World. Special call sign 3 Alpha 60 ARM will be in use until the end of this month in Monaco, celebrating the 60th anniversary of the local radio association. QSLs should be sent to the 3 Alpha 2 Bureau, and a special QSL card will be available in early 2014. DX News now. Evo 9A3A is now active as 9L1A from Sierra Leone for more than 3 months. 9L1A is a reissued call sign. QSL for the current operation is via N9A2AA, direct or via the Bureau. Jim F5MCC will be active as Fox Mike stroke call sign for Martinique, NA107 until the 21st of December. He'll operate CW and SSB on the 10 to 40 metre bands, QSL via Home Call Sign Bureau preferred. Eric, LA2US, will be active as JW2US from Bear Island, EU027 for 6 months, starting in December until May 2014. He'll be operating mostly CW in his spare time, QSL LA2US direct, or via the Bureau plus Logbook of the World and EQSL. Contest news to promote activity on 6 metres during winter time. The UK 6 metre group has introduced a new event to complement their summer e-event called the Winter Marathon. It will be held over a 2-month period starting 1st of December and ending 31st of January. It's 100% locator square chase with no points for individual QSOs, but as well as normal QSOs you can claim the squares worked in other 6 metre contests over the period. The exchange is signal report and locator. The ARRL 10-metre contests end at 23:59 today, 15th of December, having been running for 48 hours. In this event, everyone can work everyone. Please visit the ARRL.org website to see all the categories. The exchange is signal report and serial number, with W's, V's and X's sending state or province code. On Tuesday, the 1.3 gigs UKAC takes place from 2000 to 2230 UTC. Using all modes, the exchange's signal report, serial number, and locator. Solar data now for the period from Friday the 6th to Thursday the 12th of December, compiled by Neil Clark G0CAS on Friday the 13th of December. The number of sunspot groups increased from 5 on the 7th and 8th on 7th and 8th to 10 by the 10th. Most were small and simple, but a couple were much larger. However, solar activity was only at low levels, except for the 7th, which increased to moderate levels. The only M-class solar flare took place. That doesn't read right, does it? Let's have a look at that again. Which increased to moderate levels when the only M-class solar flare took place. Solar flux levels increased from 151 units on the 6th to 175 by the 9th. The average was 165 units. The 90-day solar flux average on the 12th was 135 units, which is 7 units up on last week. X-ray flux levels declined from C1 units on the 6th to B7.3 units by the 11th. The average was B8.9 units. Geomagnetic activity was quiet every day except for the 8th, when activity increased due to a coronal hole disturbance. The disturbance was strong but short-lived. An AP index on the 8th was 17 units, and the average for the period was 4 units. Solar wind data from the ACE spacecraft saw solar wind speeds increase from 320 kilometres per second on the 6th to 690 by the 8th. Speeds then declined once the disturbance was over to 270 kilometres per second by the 12th. Particle densities were low except for the 7th and 8th, which increased to 34 and 30 particles per cubic centimetre respectively. On the quiet days, BZ varied between minus 2 and plus 1 nanoteslas and between minus 24 and plus 20 nanoteslas on the most disturbed day. HF band conditions were very good most days. Another high-pressure system produced excellent propagation on VHF and UHF, up to 10 gigs. All in all, a good week. Finally, the solar forecast for the coming week. The week solar activity is expected to be mostly low, but there's a good chance that activity could increase to moderate levels on some days. Solar flux levels are expected to be around the 160s at first, but may decline during the week. Geomagnetic activity is expected to be quiet every day, provided no coronal mass ejections head our way. MUFs during daylight hours at equal latitude should be about 33 megs, perhaps slightly lower for the north. Darkness hour low should be about 8 megs. Path this week to Japan should have a maximum usable frequency with a 50% success of about 26 megs. The optimum working frequency with 90% success rate will be more like 20 megs. The best time to try this path will be around 0800 hours. A small but reliable winter sporadic e-station season. A small but reliable winter sporadic e-season takes place during the second half of December and lasts into the first half of January. That's it for another week from the propagation team. You're listening to GB2RS. We go on now to the news for the UK Midlands. News for the Midlands. We start with clubs that have several events this week. Withal Radio Club has its club net on 145.225 megs at 8 p.m. today and next Sunday. Tuesday sees the regular Morse class at 7:45 and preparation for the club contest from 8:30 p.m. The regular Shack Social is Friday, 7:30. Details from Chris G0EYO 07710 412819. Coventry Amateur Radio Society has its club net on Monday and Friday, 145.375 megs. Contact John G8SEQ 07958 777 363. South Birmingham Radio Society is on the air and having a rag chew on Monday. Regular coffee morning Tuesday from 11 a.m. and Friday sees work in the shack, fueled by party leftovers. Contact Mick Cleary, G7RRP, 07595 696 359. Rugby ATS is taking part in the 1296 MHz UK Activity Contest on Tuesday. On Saturday, there's a video about vintage electronics and valves by Mike, G8CTJ. Contact Steve, G8LYB, 01788578940. Back to traditional listings. On Monday, Aldridge and Barbican Amateur Radio Club is closed. On Monday, Gloucester Amateur Radio and Electronics Society has its annual buffet. Contact Anne, 2E1GKY, 01242 699595 in the daytime. Monday, Leicester Radio Society is holding its Christmas Bring and Share evening. Contact Alex, G8FCQ, 07531201640. Still on Monday, Sutton Coalfield Amateur Radio Society is holding an open net on 70.475 megs from 7:30. More from Robert Bird, spirit.guide at hotmail.co.uk. Tuesday, Derby and District Amateur Radio Society is having a fish and chip supper. Contact Richard Buckby, radio at dadars.org.uk. Also Tuesday, Dudley and District Amateur Radio Society is taking part in the SHF 23SEMS UK Activity Contest and holding its Christmas celebrations. More information from Carl Roberts, M0ZCR, m0zcr at live.co.uk. Tuesday, Loughborough District Radio Club is having a playing cards fun night. More from Chris, G1ETZ, 01509-504319. Wednesday, Midland Amateur Radio Society is closed. Wednesday, Telford District Amateur Radio Society is having a mince pie and mulled wine social evening. Contact Mike, G3JKX, 01952-299-677. Thursday, Central Radio Amateur Circle Club has its Christmas get-together at the Turf Tavern from 7:30. Contact Martin Hallard, G1TYV, 07906905071. Thursday, RAF Waddington Amateur Radio Club is holding a Nibbles Night. Details from Bob, G3VCA, 07911-66250. Friday, Bromsgrove and District Amateur Radio Club is holding its Christmas meeting. Contact Chris, M0BQE, 01905-776869. And Friday, Hucknall Rolls-Royce Amateur Radio Club is having a Christmas buffet. Details from Dave Wilde, G1YAI. Contact him by email, treasurer@hrrarc.com. And that's it for another week.